And we're back here at the Kix Country Studios, special in-studio guest via Sacramento, California, and then all the way to Nash Vegas, Tennessee. Miss Tiffany Boy's with us. Tiffany just sang your heart out on your current single, Hostage, which is out now on your self-titled EP. Pick it up online at tiffanyboys.com or wherever you get digital music.
Yes.
You know, we were talking earlier, you said you went to school technically to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then something changed. What first of all, why did you want to be a lawyer? Well, who made you want to be a lawyer?
Well, nothing changed. I always wanted to do music, but the thing was is that my parents, and I understand, they really wanted me to go to school. And
of course.
Stay in school, kids. You know, like, I really do believe that. But I got into law. I started the whole law process actually in high school. I was on my mock trial team, and I would compete everywhere. And I loved it. But I realized I loved it for a certain reason. It's because I was performing, and I was entertaining. And it was a
Excellent
way for
point.
Me to be in front of a lot of people. And it is putting on a show.
It is.
And I think most lawyers would probably say, and I really liked criminal law too, so that's even more of a show, you
know. Non-contract law.
Got people like Johnny Cochran, you know what I mean?
If it don't fit, you gotta quit.
It's a show.
It worked.
It's a stage. And I realized after college that it just wasn't feeding the passion enough. And I wasn't letting go of music. So while I was in school, I was actually driving home every weekend. I went to school at St. Mary's in the Bay Area. And I was commuting every weekend home to Sacramento to work with a vocal coach and put together a self-titled album that nobody will hear anymore, for good reason. And it just never left me.
Skeleton in the closet. Anyway.
And then when I moved home from school, I ended up putting together a band and going, like, touring up and down the West Coast, did the whole 3 hours.
Now, was it country then?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was your passion.
Yeah, it was always country. Even though Celine Dion's my biggest inspiration.
Right. Well, I mean, she's just vocally.
Yeah, for me, it was being a vocalist and entertainer. But when I heard Leanne Rimes for the first time, that really when I was like, wow.
Incredible. I don't know why she's not still mainstream. I miss her.
I mean, there's rumors, but, you know.
I miss her.
I miss her so much.
I miss
she's
it.
She's such
voice.
A vocalist and a stylist. And
when I heard Blue that first time, back when she was, what, like 14, 15 years old? Oh, my goodness. I thought it was like a Patsy Cline lost record or something.
She's credible.
We need her back. Hey, but you know what? You can just take her place.
I mean, I don't sound like Leanne, but
No, different. But you got her heart and passion.
Totally. And when I heard, it was actually when I heard her, this is the weirdest thing, when I heard her sing the national anthem, after she had won like Star Search, I bought it on cassette and I went around the house just listening to the national anthem a million times.
Reckon.
And then wherever I could go sing the national anthem, I sang the national anthem. And then
nothing wrong with that.
And I realized there was more than just patriotic music. I was doing like God Bless America and the national anthem anywhere.
Yeah, but that'll get you a gig quick.
Yeah, it will. And then I heard How Do I Live, and then I started diving down into like
her version, my favorite.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's blasphemous to some people, but I mean, of Trisha's and hers.
But
I'm sorry, that was the one they used for the movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same story between Dolly and Whitney, you know?
Yeah,
It's just kind of, it happens. But then I started diving down into Martina and Faith. And
you like true vocalists.
I mean, that's really where my
heart
lies. I mean, and then flash forward years later, Carrie Underwood, she is the Celine Dion of country music.
Yeah, it's hard to argue, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because she's the one that kind of leaves people speechless, you know?
Of course.
And when I was going around touring up and down the West Coast at all the honky-tonks and the bars and wherever I could
go. Which is plenty.
I was singing up to like 70 songs a night. And
oh, gosh.
It was really rough for a few reasons. One, you were a cover band.
Of course. And that's all you can be in that kind of environment.
Two, the type of songs I like to sing were not pleasing to the bar.
Right. You like ballads? You like love songs?
I sang like 3 hours music of like Carrie Underwood music. And one, that's really hard on your vocals.
Uh-huh.
2 days a week,
I was
4 hours
a
night.
How can you even still talk, let alone sing?
Went through some trouble. And that's when I realized like I can't let this happen to me because this is my instrument. This is my future. This is my passion. I can't let my career die at the honky-tonk.
What got you to change and actually move to Tennessee? What was the one... what was the precipitous to get you to go?
Over the 5 years of doing... Touring and doing all of that.
Gosh.
I was building a little team family in Nashville.
When you had a good following, you build a following.
Yeah, and I was kind of piecing together almost my own type of label, like as an independent.
That's smart.
I have like management.
That's what a lot of people do it now.
Yeah, I have my attorney. I have my A&R. I have everybody kind of underneath my little, and they're family now. I mean, it's just because I don't have family in Nashville, so I look to them.
Everybody's still home in California.
Yes. And I, for me, like if you, the way I had people work with me is I would fly them always out to California to see me live first. Because I never wanted someone to work with me.
Until they got to see me perform
as an entertainer and as a vocalist. And I always sat them down and I said, if you don't believe in me 365 days out of the year the way I believe in me,
then there's no point in working with
me. Please don't work with me, because I know there's a lot of people in Nashville, you know, take a check, take the work. But maybe it's just not, it's not a, I wanted it to be a passion project for everybody because it's passion for me.
Huh.
So now over the last 5 years, I've built this amazing family and team. And it was over the last year of me doing the touring that I had now management. And he was like, okay, you ready to move to Nashville? Because my first person on my team was my entertainment attorney. And she looked at me very honestly and she said, you're on like step negative one. You have a long way to go before you can really participate in the big leagues. And you know what? My parents would say I'm not a patient person and I don't listen, but to her, but in this situation...
No, we never say that about our kids.
I listened.
Really?
Yeah, because if I would have moved...
Because it was some harsh real world advice.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you could be a big fish in your small pond, but you get to Nashville, you're a small fish in a big pond.
Huge pond.
And it's either it makes you work harder... Or you pack up your bags and go home.
Go home and
to me,
just count your losses.
It pushed me to work so much
harder. That's
awesome. Harder.
You didn't give up.
Well, it just made me realize it's actually what I was supposed to be doing. And where I was meant
kinda
to be.
Kind of like your calling. That was like your burning bush.
Yeah, and I'm actually named after a singer. So the pop star, Tiffany.
God, I had the hugest crush. I had her. I didn't even put two and two together.
Yeah.
I had a poster on my wall of Tiffany. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think we're alone now.
I was actually supposed to be named Amber. And in the delivery room.
You do favor her in a way. I guess your vocal ability. And she was incredibly
talented. Yeah. I mean, in the
delivery
room, it was so funny. I think We're Alone Now came on. And I went from being Amber. And 5 seconds later, my mom goes, that was pop star Tiffany. My mom goes, Love that name.
There we go. That's good.
So
she was kind of born into it.
I think so, even though no one in my family can sing.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
Your mom can't?
No. And my sister's worse. My dad thinks he can, but poor soul. No.
Your mom cannot sing,
no.
And she played singer, which I guess she didn't have to perform.
She didn't have to do anything.
She's
of
just
that.
Beautiful
she just
lady.
Wave. Yes, beautiful lady. Just had to wave.
Well, you said he had a vocal coach. I mean,
I did, yeah, and that was like my really first like taste, like real, like trying to like get this going.
Yeah.
And you kind of don't know where it's gonna go,
no. Right?
I mean, you just don't. And it ended up just being everything and more. And I knew once I would head out on the road and do all these things that I would know if it was really for me, because I think you can think you like it and then you can do it and then you could not like it.
Yeah.
And it just made me want it more. It was like a kryptonite for me. I always wanted more.
You didn't jump in head first, though. You
took
it slow.
No, I did. And I'm actually really happy I did, because I could have just packed up my bags and moved to Nashville at age 20 or 19, but I would have failed miserably.
Yeah.
And I love that I actually kind of worked out the kinks. And I mean, I'm going to make plenty more mistakes from here on out.
Of course, you're human.
I made a lot of the big ones, I think, over the 5 years, and I like that I didn't do it under a microscope. Because when you move to Nashville, you're kind of under that microscope.
You're constantly under it.
Under
and you're
it.
Competing against every other Tom, Dick, Harry, and Sally.
Everyone.
To try to get a place.
Yeah, and so I was really happy of the way I did it, the journey that I took. And I'm glad that I was so patient and started with step negative one and actually climbed the ladder the way I never thought that I would be patient enough to do.
Kind of totally contradictory to everything your parents thought you would do.
Yeah.
Doing it the wrong
way. I think
way.
They're jealous that I've listened to so many other people but them.
So you got a family in California, but you got a family in Tennessee.
Oh,
and you've been performing a lot of places, but, you know, doing fairs, festivals, concert venues like that. But do you ever have the itch to get back to the honky-tonk?
Okay, so I have not been performing at all other than, like, small little acoustic things and, like, what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So my itch is not to necessarily be at the honky-tonk, but my itch is to just be on stage.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to do that in almost
with a full band?
Yeah. Full band is what, like, really gets me, like, excited. Mm. And really brings my energy up, because I don't even like to play an instrument live because I move around too much.
Of course not. You can't.
And
not with two guys like you playing guitar for you. Really. You don't need it.
Is like,
there's
I'm
no point.
I'm mediocre at best at those things.
There's no point. Just
so
let you sing.
So why, when there's a city full of people who are phenomenal at these things, why do I want to even steal that? That's no thank you. Have the
best.
Well,
like you said, your voice is your instrument.
That's my thing. That was my dream. So I want to stay true and authentic to what I came to Nashville to do, and that was to sing and entertain.
How's this radio tour going?
Oh,
I mean,
it's a blast.
Aren't we a dime a dozen, though?
Yeah.
We're all pretty much the same.
No.
You've met the same guy every place.
No,
I mean, we look a little different, but we're all kind of the same guy.
No, I don't think so at all. I think everybody has their own different spin. What's been funny is, you know the Froggy stations?
Yeah.
How they all have like a frog name? Yeah. Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, like the one in Knoxville, the big one, Wibbick.
It's W-I-V-K. So funny.
Wibbick.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's,
yeah, it's
just
very
funny.
Popular. You know, here at Kix, we're Kix Country. It's been that way for a long time. We used to be BDY and DBY. We were Y Country for a long time. I like Kix a lot better.
I like Kix too.
Kix sounds better. Yeah. Hey, find out more about her online, TiffanyWoys.com. That's WOYS.com. What's the rest of your looking like? You got anything? Any big milestones are going to be coming up for you?
You know, I'll just be continuing to release more music, but I'm going to do it single by single.
I think it's a new, that's the new model.
Yeah.
So I mean, not just in country, but
for
country,
everybody.
But country's kind of the one that,
but
Blake Shelton kind of started it. Garth did it. And now country's more that way. Pop music's starting to get there.
It's because I think the
why
listener.
Why put out crap?
Well, and also the listener nowadays doesn't have the attention span to for a whole album, and two, the artist sometimes it's really expensive to make music, so it, one at a time, and you kind of see what people are gonna like. Now the reason why I released an EP, because I think being new to the genre and new to town and everything,
have a little more variety.
You have to learn what somebody is as an artist. You can't just one song isn't enough to gauge kind of the type of artist they are.
Which are six songs on this one, right?
There's four, and then Hostage is just the single after the EP.
Okay, cool. All right, gotcha.
Yeah, and there'll be more to come, and I'm just really, really, really excited because with every song I put out, it's just more
I'm real
of
partial,
me as an artist.
I'm real partial to the one called Spark, by the way.
I love that song.
That's a good tune.
It was, you know, fun fact about that one, that was the very first song that I knew it was going to be on the EP.
Really?
And it took 5 years to do the EP, six maybe, to land to four songs. The patience was real.
Goodness gracious. What'd you fill the time with?
Recording, throwing it out, starting over until I really landed to what I thought was me as an artist, what I'm very proud about. I was constantly evolving. I changed producers at one point. I mean, it was a whole thing, but I'm very glad. But I started to get very antsy at the end, you know?
Because you want it out there.
Well, because I think you can always say you can improve on it. And at some point, you have to go, all right, it's good enough.
Finally, like, you know, Picasso finally got finished with some of his works. And Michelangelo, the Mona Lisa, he finally is like, that smile's okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
It was, but I will say, to where I am now and the work that I've put out, I can sing this for years. Because, you know, as an artist, when you release something, most likely I've been doing Spark for 6 years live. And so it's amazing that I can still sing it now and not be tired of it.
Yeah.
And that's when I know I've landed on something really special.
That's cool.
Is when I know I'm just like not, I'm not dropping it.
You're cool. You know, I got to be blunt. A lot of times you get people come in here and they've got their deer in the headlights and you're seasoned. You're good. Tiffany Woys, if you want to learn more about her, it's been a pleasure having you
this
here.
This has been really awesome.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you coming by Kix Country. Don't forget TiffanyWoys.com. By the way, two Fs, TiffanyWoys.com. It's got connections to all your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that. And get her EP, your self-titled EP out in stores. And hopefully we'll hear Hostage here on Kix Country more often. And all you got to do is ask for it. More music coming up. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
On Kix Country. See you, Tiff.
Thank you.